Good morning, sunshine. And good morning to you too, Lauren. Hey, Lauren. Yep, Yeah, you're still here. You fell asleep again? Come on now. Get up, sleepyhead. Come on. Is that... Ugh. Lauren, we talked about this, remember? We agreed that you can use him all you want, but you need to clean up before the next shift. That includes yourself. Get the fuck up and go wash your face. That's better. Now get dressed and go home. Sleep in your own bed. Yeah, bye now. And how are you doing this morning, hun? Did you have a good night? Get any sleep? I noticed you were already up when I came in. Surely you didn't wake up early just for me. You did? Oh, so obedient. You know you've really come a long way to see all my hard work paying off like this. Well, it just makes my heart sing. I probably shouldn't do this, but oh, I couldn't resist. I have a surprise for you. You've been such a good boy lately. I thought we'd celebrate something special. You remember what that's like, don't you? Why, it's your 3-month anniversary. Can you guess what I got you? You could smell it, couldn't you? That's right. A nice, hot, and most importantly, fresh breakfast. Not a bad guess. It's a mushroom omelet made special by me, just for you. The kitchen here would never get this fancy. I know, it smells so good, doesn't it? I really hope you like it. It's an old family recipe. Come on, try it. No tricks. I'm not going to steal it this time. This is all for you. And after you're done, Wow, okay, you've got quite the appetite. You act like this is the first decent meal you've ever had in months. Done already? What do you say? You're welcome, my little fuck toy. Now, let's go burn those calories off, shall we? Jess told me you're making great progress, so I wanted to see for myself. Oh, just for a short walk down the hallway. I'll leave the intensive stuff to her. Yeah, I'm serious. You gotta be able to walk if you want to go home, right? Yep, we're doing this. I'll even wheel you into the hallway to start. Hop in. Hold on. Aren't you going to ask me for your clothes? I was thinking, since this is your special day, I'd let you get dressed. But I mean, if you don't want to. Well, since you asked so nicely, here, put them on. Now away we go! Watch those legs! And here's your walker. You know what to do. Yep, use both hands. And up! Oof! I ever tell you you're taller than I expected? Don't let it get to your head. Hey, I've got an idea. If you can make it from here to the end of the hallway, I'll give you another treat. Deal. First step, here we go! Great job, look at that! And the next. Let's keep it going. You're making me so proud. Oh, good morning. Yep, just getting him some exercise. Gotta get those legs moving. Oh, he is doing great, isn't he? Whoa there, slow down if you need to. This isn't a race. And make sure you're following through with your steps like this. Heel to toe. There we go. That's it. Keep going. Good morning, Emma. Looking stronger every day. You'll be out of here in no time if you keep that up. Oh, hey, I heard about your birthday last night. I'm sorry I missed it. How old are you? 21. Oh, that's a big one. Can't say I remember my 21st. Maybe we'll stop by later and make it up to you. Oh, how are you doing? Need a break? No? Okay. Watch your pace, though. Don't overexert yourself. Oh, look, there's Jess. Hi, Jess. Just taking out our boy for a walk. Our goal is the end of the hall. We'll see if he makes it. Yeah, we'll see you soon. Okay, you're looking a little shaky. Why don't you take a break? Good. Let's stop here and catch our breath. No, no, you're doing good. You're almost halfway. You know, if you... Well, I was just going to say, if you really wanted to improve, you wouldn't rely so much on this. Oh, you were doing so well, too. Just not strong enough to stand on your own, though, huh? That's a shame. Quit your whining. Let me see. Yeah, that's what I thought. You'll be fine, you fucking baby. There won't be any lasting damage, just some pain, which you should be used to by now. No, you stay down there. Catch your breath. You wanted this break, remember? Here. So you're not so self-conscious. I'll pull up this chair and sit with you. No, we're fine here. They can get around us if they need to. Actually, you want to scooch this way a little? Just, yeah, right there. Perfect. It's so nice to just sit back with your feet up, don't you think? Though I guess you must be sick of it by now. Hey, you're headed out? Don't forget the meeting at 6. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. Don't mind the others. They have their own things to worry about. You just worry about yourself. Like, how you doing down there? Need some water? Okay. I told you, you only get the treat if you get to the end of the hall. So remind me again, how far did you make it? Oh, that's right. Only halfway. Not only does that mean you don't get the treat, it means you get punished. No more water for you. Now pull your cock out and start jerking off. We're doing this right here, right now. You've been here long enough to know that I don't ask twice. Start stroking. Slowly. Nope, don't look at them. Look at me. Only me. That's cute. You almost look like you enjoy this. But I don't believe you. We've put you through a lot already, but I know you aren't broken yet. I can see it in your eyes. I've always seen it in your eyes. There's still a bit of resistance in you somewhere, because I don't think you realize that the world you knew is gone. I am your world now. And I thought I made this clear to you already, but I guess you needed a reminder. Stroke faster now. You think things can still go back to the way they were if you just keep your head down and play submissive? Well, that's all good fun if you were playing around here. But honey, this is rehab. We rebuild people here. But we can't do that unless you help us help you. Faster. And eyes over here. What the fuck did I tell you? You look at me and only me. Not her, not them. Stare at my tits if you have to, but don't you dare fucking look at anyone else. Especially not while I'm talking to you. When I give you a command, I expect you to follow it to a T. You should know this by now. But for some reason, you don't. Harder. Take yourself to the edge. What you put into this process determines what you get out of it. Now, are you going to keep half-assing it and remain a broken mess forever? Or are you going to give in and let us do our job? Hold on. Lauren, go home already. You work too much. In fact, take tomorrow off, okay? You deserve a break. Get a proper night's sleep and have a nice evening out with your husband. I know your work schedules keep you apart. You know I only want what's best for my girls. Okay, see you Monday. Tell him I said hi. Sorry, what were you saying? Oh, honey, you're not a good liar. This whole thing, this front, it's so painfully transparent. You're not doing yourself any favors by pretending to be submissive. Before you can leave here, you're going to have to prove to me that you're truly and utterly broken. How? That's a good question. Take your hands off your cock. I guess I'll let you decide. Oh my God! Are you that thirsty, or is this your idea of pleasing me? I suppose you'll want to clean my shoes next, huh? Yep, keep lapping up that water. When I poured it on the floor, I did not expect this. No, I don't think so. I appreciate the thought, but we have professionals for that. You, over there. Can you page the janitor? Thanks. Oh, begging me to fuck you, huh? Right here in the hallway? Well, I don't know. Maybe if I hear it some more. Go on, beg. Sorry, what was that? A little louder. I don't think everyone heard you. You want me to what? You want me to ride your face until I come over and over again? No, I don't feel like it. You want me to sit on your cock and ride you until I'm full? Puh. That's old news, honey. Keep going. What else do you want? Do you think I want? I'm not sure I can even repeat that. Well, sounds tempting, but I've already had so much fun watching you abuse yourself in this hallway. No, maybe later though, since you seem to want it so bad. Oh no, would you look at that? You wasted so much time whimpering that I've got to move on to my next appointment. Oh well, it's time for your PT anyway, so I'll hand you off to Jess. No, just wait there. I'll let her know where to find you. If the janitor shows up, just slide over or something. Let the girl do her job. Don't stop brainstorming, though. I'll be back tonight, and you can try to impress me again. Have fun! Well? Your silence isn't inspiring. You've had all day. I need an answer tonight. Well, if you ever want to walk out of those fucking doors, you'll find one for me. It doesn't matter if you can run a fucking marathon. You think I'm just going to let you leave? In your fucking dreams, bitch. If I have to break your legs all over again, I will. It wouldn't be the first time I've made it happen. Those are your options. Hold on. What are you doing? Did I give you permission to get up? An apology. Fine. Get on with it. Hands and knees, huh? Well, not knees, I guess. Hands and whatever you'd call that. Still not a bad way to start an apology. Why don't you come a bit closer and grovel at my feet while you're at it? Seeing a grown man cry on the floor like that. I love it! Now, what was so important that you had to crawl all the way over here to say it? Sorry? What exactly are you sorry about? Tell me, and be specific, because by my count, you've got a lot to apologize for. Ugh. And why should I believe you when you say you want to stay? What makes this time any different? Yeah? And how good of a boy will you be, Because you have yet to impress me. I don't think I've heard a single please yet. Good boys don't forget their manners. Nope, not enough. You say you'll do anything, but really, you won't. You see what I mean? I told you to prove your submission to me, and you still haven't. You say you want to make me happy, but you apparently have no fucking clue how to do that. No matter how hard they try, boys are never as good as I need them to be. Every single one of you has the emotional intelligence of a fucking child. And yet, somehow, I'm still attracted to you people. You still really don't know what I want? Just take a guess. Any fucking guess at this point. Wrong. Look at me. Try again. Wrong. Try again. Wrong! Are you still not getting it? How would you quit? How about you quit your crying and use that fucking brain for once? What was that? What did you say? Let me hear that again. Again! That's right! You want me to tell you what I want. That's it. See, it wasn't that hard. Well, you know what I want now? I want to see you bend over that fucking bed with your legs spread and arms holding on tight. I want to fuck you tonight like you've never been fucked before. Now get your ass over there and wait for me while I get ready. Good boy. Your precious little legs have made this a hassle. Until now. I think you're finally strong enough to stand there while I fuck you with the strap on. Oh my god, that's the hardest I've seen you in weeks. You're aching for this. I mean, holy shit. You are really turned on right now. I think I can just slip this right in and... Ah, see my little fuck toy? This is submission. Now hold on tight, bitch. I wouldn't want you to fall and hurt yourself. That cock must be throbbing so hard. I bet you wish you could play with it right now. But you can't. You can't let go of the fucking bed because you're too weak to stand on your own. You have to just deal with it and hope whatever friction you're getting from those sheets does the trick. Fuck yes. Let me hear you moan. Show me what I do to you, you little slut. Let me hear that fucking whimper of yours every time I push it in. It's music to my ears. Oh, you love this. You love this so fucking much. I don't think you could say no if you wanted to. It just feels too fucking good. Why did you fight this for so long? Why did you hold out? Did you get off on being a little brat, pretending to hate all this? Pretending it was rape? Well, I'm not raping you. You want it. You just tell me to stop and I will. Sit! I fucking dare you. I didn't think so. You're mine, bitch. It's been a long road to recovery and you're almost at the end. I fucking own you. And for once, I think you know it. Be as loud as you want, honey. Let every patient in this fucking building know that Nurse Lucy broke you. Let it be a warning. Louder! Louder! You almost ready? Are you going to come from your ass getting fucked like this? Do it! Be a good boy and ruin those fucking sheets for me. Just focus on submission and come. That's more like it. Don't say a word. Just get in bed and lay in your own mess. Punishment for taking so long to get here. We've got a staff meeting tomorrow at 6. I think you'll be item number 1. The ladies will be so excited to hear that you've finally given in.